Hey folks, welcome to week six of A Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. This is the Kira Banks Show, and today we're going to talk about week six affirmation. I am worthy of being celebrated, especially on my birthday. My arrival in this world was a big deal. That affirmation strikes me in a special way because my birthday actually is coming up in a few weeks. And it really did push me to think, like, do I think my arrival in this world was a big deal? Do I feel that way about myself and my birthday? And I'm not a big birthday celebrator. I had a friend ask me, like, what are your plans for your birthday? And I was like, I don't have any yet. It's in a couple weeks. I just don't have any. And I was like, maybe I should get some, think about what I want. And she said, you know, is it that you don't want a big deal made out of your birthday? Or like if someone else did it, if your husband planned something, would you be against it? She was just trying to get a sense of where this no plans was coming from, because she is all about the birthday plans, all about the anything like, let's make a plan, let's make a big deal. And I said, you know, I actually think I would be okay with it if he's like, this is what we're doing, this is where we're going, or if he gathered some friends, like I'd be okay with that. I think it's something that I need to think about in terms of like, why don't I use my birthday to call people together? Or why do I feel a way about, I don't know. This affirmation made me think about these questions, birthday memories, what's my ideal birthday? It pushed me to think about all those things. And I realized it's not that I don't want to celebrate myself and my birthday. It's almost a feeling of like, I try to have a spirit of celebrating myself every day. And so I almost feel like if I don't want to be over the top for my birthday in a way that doesn't feel authentic. And it's different than another friend of mine who said she actually does not like attention on her birthday. I actually missed her birthday by a day this year. I felt really bad. And she was like, girl, please, I actually am okay with that. I don't like all the attention, all the calls, and everyone trying to reach me and pull at me for my birthday. So, I just invite you to think about some of what this week had us reflect on. You know, what are some of your birthday memories? What are some of those core birthday memories? Were you celebrated? What did it feel like on your birthday when you were younger? What's an ideal birthday? And what that was when you were little is probably different than what it is now in terms of thinking about memories and ideal now. And I realized for me that my ideal birthday includes a few things. It includes nature. It includes some stillness and space to reflect, which nature often gives me. And it involves some time with family. And so if I have those three things, family and friends, I'll say family slash friends, people that I love. If I have those few things, I'm good. Because some days I get one of those things or two of those things. So if on my birthday I get all three, that to me is an ideal birthday. And then the other piece that this week had us think about was like our 10-year vision of like 10 years from now on our birthday, where will we be? And it invites us to create a vision board about how we want to celebrate ourselves and how we want to move forward in that celebration. And I had a revelation that in 10 years, I technically could be retired. And so what does that mean? What does that look like? What do I need to be doing now to be prepared if I want to do that, to take that step in 10 years? What do I want my days to be looking like? What do I want my birthday to be like in 10 years? And so this piece around celebrating yourself, I hope it pushed you to not only reflect on like how comfortable are you celebrating yourself? Do you see it as a big deal that you were here and arrived on this planet? And then also, if you don't, to be curious with yourself around like, what is that about? Where is that coming from? What are some of those memories? And how can you engage in some self-love, which is the journey that we're on, to honor yourself and the progress that you've made, maybe some barriers that you have gotten over, to think about having some compassion for yourself and your story if you don't immediately feel that celebration feeling around your birthday. And if you do, you know, how do you continue to cultivate that? So regardless of where you are on that continuum when you first heard this affirmation, to set in motion with that vision board. And if you've never done a vision board, it really simply is, you know, just grabbing clips and pictures and words and things that might help remind you or ground you in where you're trying to go. And if you're not a magazine poster board sort of person, you could even create a collage on your phone. You could grab a collection of pictures. Maybe you have something shared on different social media sites around like places you'd want to travel or things that you want to do, or words or mantras that mean a lot to you, and pull them together in a collage. And then if you're like, really, like, I don't know how to do this at all, pull them together in an album, have it be your vision board album. And so then it's just simply some pictures, some words, some phrases, and things that will remind you what you're envisioning for yourself in terms of how you want to celebrate you. I know there are cultures that actually don't celebrate birthdays. Like they don't make it a big deal. And so if for you, that's how you approach birthdays, simply think about it as that self-love activity and a day where you'll be intentional about it. Although we hope that with this journal that you'll be more intentional about touching those moments of self-love on the daily. So I'm curious to hear, how do you celebrate your birthday? How do you celebrate you? Share with me in the comments, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.